Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore His statutes and His commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for ever. Deuteronomy 3:39-40. Moses establishes for Israel the divine authority that God possesses for the whole of the universe. The Lord is the God of heaven and earth. His commandments are to be kept while God is to be honored. His power is to be recognized and understood. His authority is to be accepted and become the controlling factor in every heart. Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth. Ezra 1:2. When Artaxerxes became king of Persia, he sent forth a decree that whatsoever the law of the God of heaven shall require of thee, it be done speedily. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Ezra 7:21-23. Nehemiah saw the God of heaven as the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Nehemiah 1:5. Nehemiah confesses the sins of the children of Israel and pleads for mercy of thy servants who desire to fear thy name. Nehemiah 1:11. God, who is the master of heaven and earth, is to be feared. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12:28. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 136:26. The God of heaven is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Psalms 136:2-3. His name is above all, and his power is beyond all. His name is to be uttered with great reverence, and we are to enter his court with great praise. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Blessed be the name of the God of heaven forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Daniel 2:19-20. When the second woe of Revelation is past, the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. Revelation 11:13. God is forever the God of heaven and earth. Acts 17:24. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.